The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is Sandra Cartwright, and you are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. Ladies and gentlemen, I've missed y'all so much. I know I haven't been on for about, 6 weeks, and I am happy to be back. For those of you who know my voice from the Morning Blend, I will also be back on air on Monday. Now, y'all remember, this is my kind show. This way I good. I behave on this one because we only talking about positivity. Because despite what is going on around us in society, around the world, there is still goodness. So that's what the show is about. If you haven't tuned in before, we just highlight individuals and groups doing positive things in our community. Because we need to hear more about the goodness. Because it exists. Sometimes it's hidden because, child, I might as well tell you. The people doing goodness inside this world, they do a lot. But they do it quiet. So they don't have no time to highlight what they're doing. That's where I come in. I like to grab them and tell them, come on my show, tell the people what they're doing. So if you know an individual or group doing great things in our community, Bahamians that are here or abroad that are doing magnificent things, reach out to me. I'd love to have them on the show. Now, for those of you who've been tuned in, you know that I've also been focusing on, for this year, mental health. And I know that I haven't done it again in quite some time. So before I get into out, we have the studio almost full. The studio, I got three people in here to talk about some great things. But before we get to that, I really just wanted to touch base on how are you doing? How is your heart? How is your mind? What have you been up to since I've been gone? And on that note, welcome to August. We still are in the single digits. That means I could still say welcome to August, and I got yourself soft invitations for the month ahead, which means I want to do a touch point. These are the things that I want you to focus on for August. And for those of you who are new to this portion of the show, I follow a psychologist. Her name is Amanda. She's based at I share some of her very, very insightful and safe posts with you during these segments of the show. If I have time towards the end, I'll still go over a few activities that are happening during this month that I want you to put on your calendar, including the JA Fun Run Walk. For all of you fitness enthusiasts who are thinking that you had the summer off, you don't. JA Alumni is having their Saturday, and I'll give you more details about that towards the end of the show. But right now, let's still focus on soft invitations for the month ahead. That is, right now, the rest of August. Notice what the first half of the year has taught you. You've survived January, February, March, April, May, June, July. You're in August. So what have you learned so far? Revisit what you want the rest of the year to build. You have August still, September, October, November, and December. There is still time. Let go of goals, expectations, or rhythms that no longer fit. Choose a few priorities instead of trying to fix everything at once. And I know who I'm talking to out there. I know, because we think we can do it all. And sometimes it's possible, but at what cost? Make room for small pleasures and unstructured time. Return to the habits and practices that help you feel like you. Protect your attention from what keeps pulling you away. Move toward what you want without rushing through the present. And stick a pin, we had a whole segment on this right here where we're so, so very myopic when it comes to what we want to accomplish that we're not focusing on the process, nor are we celebrating those small wins. And that's not being fair to ourselves. Follow your curiosity without needing it to become productive. Design a month that feels spacious enough to actually experience it. Remember that meaningful change can begin gently. And finally, let this month be a long, slow exhale. Now, again, this is coming from Amanda, a clinical psychologist, and you can follow her at Join Purpose Lab. She's renamed all of her pages. So follow that. And then, of course, I will always share these. I will begin sharing them on the pages so you can follow along. If I have more time, we are also going to go through your realignment challenge. And this is building on what we did in February. That's if we have more time, because I tell you, we got a studio full of guests, and they got 50 years worth of things happening. I don't know how they could put all of that in like 2 days, but they say they work miracles. I know. But they could tell us all about that. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me in studio right now, we have representatives, members of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau. Always happy to have my fellow Rotarians in the studio. Joining us today is President Candace Smith, Fundraising Director. She got all the money. Alicia Hart, and we have Wilfred Bain, who's the Vocational Services Director. I think I ever hear about that too much. I mean, of course I heard about it because I was a Rotarian, right? But I think we need to tell the people what these things mean. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, I want you all to say hello to the peoples who will be tuning in.
Hello, Bahamas.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Listen, they sound shy, but I promise you they're not. Now, y'all are celebrating something quite big, 50 years of existence. That's more than all of us inside have been alive, I believe.
Yeah.
And before we get to that anniversary and all of what y'all have been doing as a club, because, you know, Rotarians, they don't stay still. Rotarians are always doing things in their community. And for 50 years, the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau has been active. And we're going to hear a little bit more about what they do. But I want each of our guests to introduce themselves and tell us about their role. Because these things look differently in different organizations, and maybe we can inspire those in other organizations by what you have achieved and what you want to do in your individual groups. So I'll turn it over, and I, you know, we got to stop at the president, you know, and she's no stranger to the show. President Candace.
Hello, everyone. My name is Candace Smith. I'm the president of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau. It is such a pleasure to be the president, the 50th president of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau. Coming from a Rotaractor who went to her first Rotaract meeting in 2014, I am no stranger to the Rotary organization. And my role as president is, I mean, the name kind of tell it itself. But as president, I kind of oversee the work that we are doing as a board to ensure that we have an effective and amazing year to give back to the community, because that's what Rotary is all about. It is community service, but it is also fellowship. Rotary was actually founded in fellowship. So a lot of times people see Rotary and they think, oh, okay, that's the community service group, but the reason behind the existence of Rotary started with actually friendship and fellowship, a group of like-minded individuals coming together who said, you know what, I think I can make a change. And that's what in your room today is. They are Rotarians who said, you know what, we can make a change. We can make a difference.
See, listen, I don't know about you, but I feel inspired already. They say it ain't just about service. It's about fellowship and friendship. Mm-hmm. Love that. Now, that's not an F word, and I ain't talking about a cuss word. I'm talking about finances. Mm-hmm. Because Felicia is going to tell us right now, well, who are you? Tell me how y'all speak reason this morning.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alicia Hart. I am the fundraising director for the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau for the Rotary year of 2026-2027. Like President Candace, I am also a fellow Rotaractor.
Okay,
so
okay.
I have transitioned. So yeah, we love Rotary very, very bad. But my role this year is to help the club with raising funds. That's via events, that is activities, that is partnering with corporate, you know,
Corporate Bahamas.
Yeah.
All of people, you know, we got lots of companies out there.
Correct. And the funds raised from creatives will go back into the community to help with the numerous service projects that we have. We have staple projects. We also have innovative upcoming projects that we want to grow and expand, especially in our 50th year. So my role is to pretty much help and raise money and bring money into the club and partner as best as we can with others, civic organizations and Corporate Bahamas.
Listen, she said that so eloquently. You see why they have her there in charge of fundraising? Boy. Now, the one who say vocation, because when we talk about vocation, we got to know a little bit about what that is. And I think that's one of the pillars within Rotary. But Mr. Wilfred Brain, tell us a little bit more. Who are you and what are you doing at the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau?
Who am I? Well, my name is Wilfred Brain, as you said, and I am the Vocational Services Director of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau. So with vocational services, we focus on persons' careers,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily just the career and the status of it. How is it used to serve people? How mm-hmm. is it used as a means of service? And so we focus on that. We go to different schools. We go to young people clubs. And we just discuss, okay, here are certain careers, here is what you need to know about that career, here are some of the ethical standards of that career, here are the skills you need to know to succeed. And so it's really just finding different ways we can celebrate our careers, but as a means of service.
I like that. I like that. And that's a beautiful segue to go into, well, what have y'all been doing for 50 years? And Valicia said something important. She mentioned this whole thing. I think all Rotary clubs like to say it's staple. That those staple programs, those staple initiatives. So what are some of those staple programs that the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau has been doing for 50 years? Maybe not every one of those 50 years. But something that your club is known for.
Well, one of the things I can say that we, a project that was put on was a project called Baby Think It Over.
Okay.
And that was
a
project.
That sounds like a Britney Spears song.
And that was a major project that was done in previous years by the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau, where babies were given to high school students
in order. Babies?
Well, no, not
okay.
Living.
I just want to make sure.
Baby dolls.
I don't want
baby
don't want child dolls. Protection we, to call
the
show.
That liability, the Southeast Nassau cannot take responsibility for. But the baby dolls were given to young students for them to care for over a number of months, so that they can kind of think it over when making certain decisions in life. And through that project, a lot of students were able to see the intensity mm-hmm. of raising child or children. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a very productive and very thought-provoking exercise that a lot of the high school students were able to do. Another big project that we do is the All Saints feeding that we do every August, which is a breakfast where we go to the All Saints camp, which is a camp for those with compromised immune systems. Mm-hmm. And we donate school bags and different school supplies for the young children that live within that camp as well. One of the most profound community projects as well that we have done is every Christmas at the Robert Smith Ward, we have a Rotarian member of our club who dresses up as Santa Claus, and they drive down to Sandilands Rehabilitation for the children that reside at the Robert Smith Ward. We have Santa Claus pull up with his bag full of gifts, and we're able to hand out those gifts. Now, prior to COVID, we were able to physically go inside the establishment and take up lunches so that they can get the full king and queen treatment. Mm-hmm. And so I think as the security relaxes a bit around COVID, then we'll be able to get back to actually physically going back in there as well. And that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Got you. No, mm-hmm. listen, I don't know about y'all, but it sounds like they've been doing some pretty grand things inside the community with the rehabilitation center, going into the All Saints camp and helping our children make better choices, our young people. Because you all know, I always say on the show, we always say our precious little darlings, and they are exposed to more than we think they're exposed to. So programs like this are very helpful to let them see some of the real world realities. Now, I know that those are some of the staples. What are some other initiatives and programs? There's this thing they mentioned this a couple times, something called the Rotary Act. Ooh, I think yeah. y'all have something to do with that too, eh?
Mm-hmm. And I'll allow one of our previous Rotaractors to speak to that as well.
Yes. So Rotaract, it initially was the youth arm of Rotary, but now since past Rotary International President Barry Rassen during mm-hmm. his term, we elevated Rotaract. So it's now more of a partnership. Mm-hmm. But it's still usually like, you know, the younger Rotarians upcoming in action. And with Rotaract, we partner. So we have a Rotaract Club of Southeast Nassau that Southeast Nassau Centennial is our Rotaract Club name, whom we partner with and we do events with as well. So a lot of the events that President Candace would have mentioned, our Rotaract also comes out and support us. There's also the joint red carpet. Back to school that mm-hmm. we do for our interact club.
That sounds like, you say red carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So it's a part of one of our literacy programs where on the first day of school for our interact club and our early act club, mm-hmm. we lay out the red carpet, we have positive signs, we welcome them back, and we just, you know, let them feel like a star. So that's one of the joint projects that we do as well with our Rotaract club. Also, we have something called Gift of Life, our blood drive mm-hmm. that we do annually as well. So we host a blood drive where we try to solicit members from the public to donate blood. And we have both PMH and Doctors Hospital there, and we give it to the blood bank. So those are, you know, two staple events. Two of our staple events that we partner with.
Y'all sound like y'all don't rest much.
And I just want to add to Director Walesia's point, because we do have an initiative going on called Wheel of Life Project 36.
Wheel of Life?
Yes. So that is where we are seeking to have at least one Rotarian or member of the public go and donate blood. One pint saves three lives. And so at the end of this Rotary year, we want to be able to say at minimum that 36 lives have been saved. In the Bahamas, we constantly see when there's a family member or someone in need, we have to create these flyers to get blood donations. Whereas if we had regular donors who are able to go to the blood banks and give back, we do not have to create flyers, because you don't have to put into something that is already overflowing. And so a lot of persons are walking around here with, you know, nice full iron blood that can be saving so many lives. So we really want to encourage persons to get out there and give that liquid gold.
I like that thought. I love, oh, okay. Listen, I still stand by. I don't think y'all asleep. But going back to Director Walesia, please tell the folks, you said something about Interact and Early Act. Who are they?
So Interact is the high schoolers. So the high school youth mm-hmm. arm of Rotary. Rotary's all over. Mm-hmm. So that's our youth arm mm-hmm. of high schoolers.
Okay.
So we, you know, partner with them for initiatives, because our youth are very important. Like you said, they're precious gems.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We start as Early Act. Early Act is the primary school segment mm-hmm. arm of Rotary, mm-hmm. and Interact is the high school. And then we transition them to Rotaract, and then from Rotaract to becoming a Rotarian.
Look at that. I like that pathway to make sure that they stay within the Rotary family.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all listening to me, I don't think I actually said it out, but perhaps y'all have picked it up. I'm also a Rotarian, you know, and I love to hear what other Rotary clubs are doing, right, to impact positively our community. So just to say out there, all Rotarians, if y'all are, oh Lord, I hear my producer say I cut into a break. Hold on. Okay then. Y'all don't leave me. I'm coming right back.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find any picture direct to your phone, go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour. This is Deandra Cartwright, and you are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. we are here with members of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau who are celebrating their 50th anniversary, 5-0. They've been around for half of a century. But this room is filled up with young people because it's, according to the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau, they said young people, and they make sure that that's reflected on their board. So kudos to that. Because sometimes you hear about this, but you don't see it much. And they're doing some pretty big things. As they tell me, they got about 50 events happening for their 50th anniversary. And they could tell us a little bit about that. But before we get there, I wanted to talk to Mr. Wilfred Bain, who's in studio with two beautiful ladies. And he's been so quiet over there, but I think he just joined Rotary the other day, right? But he already on the board. How does happen?
Well, how did that happen? Well, from I started Rotary, I kind of hit the ground running in terms of attending different events, the initiatives. And so pretty early, I got a sense of what it was about. Me being a fairly new, so unlike my two fellow Rotarians here, I didn't join Rotaract. I came in as a grown person pretty much into Rotary.
No, you can't say that the Rotaractors ain't no grown people. Well, I can't let that go like that.
Well, I was trying to call myself old, but I was just saying, you know.
How dare you?
Older. No, and so, you know, for me, kind of hitting the ground running with a lot of the initiatives, I kind of got a sense of, you know, what it took to contribute to Rotary. And so it kind of just happened, pretty much. I was asked and accepted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here I am.
Here you are as a member of the board.
As a board, yeah, on the board.
Mm-hmm. So after your
pressure.
First...
That's pressure, man.
Listen, apparently you built for it 1 year into Rotor and you're ready on the board.
I know, I got to eat my spinach, man. I got to...
But how does that transition feel from being a member in your first year to being on the board? Because this is your second month, I think, in the role so far. Mm-hmm. How has it been, that transition?
Well, a lot more busier than it was as a regular member. Mm-hmm. And also, as I've mentioned a few of my fellow Rotarians, Rotary itself, I think when you join as where I was last year, you know, you showed up to the events, you came, you served. But I think now having to plan, having to organize, understanding what the goals are. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more insight, which for me may help you understand more why certain things are important and the need to work harder. So I think transition, access, knowledge, work.
Now, speaking about work, and maybe we can all speak to this before we get into what events are happening. But a lot of persons talk about having time to volunteer and making that impact in the community while maintaining your professional and personal lives. Now, being on the board, how does that look for you?
Yeah, so that requires, for me, a lot of time management, I would say. So I think in my more mature years, I've gotten better at that. So so for me, for instance, our meetings are on Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Every week?
Every week, except for our last Wednesday, it's in the evening at 6:30. And so for me, Rotary, because Rotary is a part of my life, you know, it's scheduled in. So Wednesdays 1 to 2, that's Rotary time.
Right.
Yeah, so unless, of course, something super urgent comes up.
Of course.
Yeah. And yeah, and of course, like I said, you know, you put it in your schedule, you make time for it, you know, because... Again, I joined to serve. Mm-hmm. And so my mission is important to me. And so making time is not an issue for me.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you know, I'm looking at Madam President because she's been at this for years now. So what does it mean to make time to volunteer, to give back to the community and know that you're not getting paid for that? Because to be clear, volunteering is when you're not getting paid.
That is very true. And I think one of the most beautiful things that I can definitely say as a Rotarian and a past Rotaractor is it puts a lot of things into perspective. A lot of times you might be thinking something that you're going through is the end of the world and you don't know how you can go through this. But when you wake up in the morning and you know where your next meal is coming from, when you know that you spent an hour out of your day to donate a meal to a family in need that possibly didn't have food, didn't have clean water, didn't have clean clothes, young children, we made two donations to the Pace Foundation during the month of July. Young students who may have made some decisions that may not have been the best at their age, you were able to give back to those to let them know that it's not the end of the world. That gives yourself some form of purpose. And so you're problems, as major as they may have seemed, they become a little bit more minute when you think about what others are going through. And when you begin to do a true community needs assessment, you see just how much is going on in this country. Mm-hmm. And as a Rotarian, we're trying to make the world a better place.
My heart. You verbalized everything that I feel like we go through as Rotarians. Now, Felicia, I hope you didn't think that she was going to get free office. So tell us, how does it feel balancing volunteering and while having a life and the importance of volunteering through your Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau?
I think if you're passionate about it, it becomes your life, believe mm-hmm. it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, and the motto for Rotary is service above self. Mm-hmm. So when you live your life based on that motto, you see, like President Candace would have said, things and problems that we think are so, you know, my gosh, my world is caving in. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that there are individuals' lives in this country that depend on the assistance of civic organizations like Rotary. So when you know, there's a sense of gratitude that I get after every community service and the passion that I feel with knowing that you made a difference today in someone's life, as small as it may be. You know, sometimes people may not have a hot meal or the clothes that we donate. Sometimes people, especially like mothers, they may not know, you know, where, how it was going to happen. But, you know, the generosity from the club made a difference in their lives. So for me, when you put that into perspective, it's prioritized in my life. So, yeah, you balance it out because this is priority. And then, you know, let me work around.
There you go. Right. It's a genuine love that you have for helping others. No, that is fantastic. And speaking about the general love and trying to make things happen, and y'all have been doing it for 50 years. And y'all listening to me, especially y'all Rotarians, I keep saying that because, you know, my Rotary Club itself, Ocean is the baby club, right? So we got 5 years and dang, you know, 50 years. That's 40-something years from where we is now. So I got to keep it like that. But I want to talk a little bit now about these events that y'all do have. I think there's a gala, there's a stakeout, which I will need some tickets for. And then I think there are a couple other things. So let's talk more about how are we celebrating? How is the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau celebrating 50 years of existence? And I wonder if we could afford these Kayla tickets. I assume it's a fundraising thing, and y'all going to put the funds right back into the community.
So. Definitely, definitely. So we'll start off with our first major fundraiser, which is the Edwin Smiley Bastian Steak Out, which is happening Saturday on the 15th of August.
So that's Saturday steak. Coming.
That's yes. Saturday coming.
And you say succulent steak.
Succulent.
Uh-huh.
Marinated.
Overnight wine. Or like a couple of like
or overnight.
Ooh, so juicy.
With the onions.
Oh, really?
And then we give half a chicken.
What?
Not no tiny piece of chicken. It's a half a chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
We're making sure I feed you.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
And it's saucy. Tender.
And tender.
Season.
Yeah. Right, and then the people mm-hmm. who grill in that, like, they know
they grill it.
They grill it. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So how early I need to be there for y'all? Say next.
And I think one of our claim to fame is that we don't want you waiting. We want you in and out, because then we want you to be able to go over to the bar, grab yourself a nice drink or a cool beverage, and then stop over by the Rotaract table and get yourself some pastries and desserts for when you leave in. So no, we can't have you waiting on no lines.
Okay, like that. So let it on, let it.
Oh, correct.
Mm-hmm. And some sweet things too. Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, with pride. When you give to Rotary, and I won't just say Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau, although y'all could really give to us, we have a 4-star rating, which means that, which is the highest rating that you can get on Charity Navigator. And it means that when you give to Rotary, you know that the monies raised must go back into the community. The money that any corporate sponsor or any of our sponsors give, it is going back into the community. We can't take any of that money for ourselves or mm-hmm. any other form of event. When we tell you that this is fundraising for our events, it is a must. Not a maybe, a must. And that is what Rotary does. The Rotary International Group, mm-hmm. when you say that you are giving to Rotary, we must give it back to the community. And that is why we have that 4-star rating.
I want y'all hear that so we know where the money going.
Mm-hmm.
We know that money going. And y'all heard, listen, I counted almost 20 programs and initiatives that they be doing throughout the year. So we know where it's going. And just say it one more time about this, because I need to know. What time, where we coming, You got steak, mm-hmm. you got chicken, and they marinate
chicken,
that overnight.
Marinated with the potato and the corn.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice. At Bahamas National Trust, mm-hmm. 12 p.m., you guys show up. You could, even if you have one steak ticket, grab another half of chicken as well. Mm-hmm. We are making everything for you, not to have to worry about cooking on the weekend.
I like that. So mm-hmm. one for Saturday.
From 12, show and up 12 to 6, Bahamas National Trust.
That's a retreat on Village Road, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And we've had a relationship with Bahamas National Trust for many years. It's a wonderful organization, and it's such a pleasure to do work with them.
What wonderful. And, you know, some fine Rotarians are also involved with the Bahamas National Trust. So shout out to Ms. Johanna and Ms. Sheila out there. Now, that's the stakeout happening on Saturday coming, right? I wonder if I could show up a little earlier to make sure I get my things. Now, there's also, I think, an anniversary gala happening. I don't know if it's anything else, but let's talk about this gala and how much those tickets cost. And I see they're talking about something, so I think we skip some. What we skip?
The tickets to let y'all know y'all could get
some. Man, I feel like that's $20. Tickets. Yeah. I don't know why. Why did I already know the price? I don't know. So $20, but y'all say
chicken.
For half a chicken mm-hmm. with the potato and the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about
with some onions?
With the onions. So yeah, it got all of that topping mm-hmm. on it.
Smothered. Topping like and that. Sauce. Specially made sauce. That's similar for $5.
So y'all actually, it's homemade.
Mm-hmm. Homemade sauce. What? Shout out to our Rotarian past District Governor Charles Seeley, who personally makes that homemade sauce.
Oh mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. So they got cooks and chefs inside their club too.
Mm-hmm. And grillers.
Hey, my goodness. I can't wait. Now, how can people get tickets?
Well, you can contact myself, President Candace.
We
ain't doing that. Okay.
Did you publicize the cell phone number before? People know that publicly?
Well, I mean, by profession, it was kind of out there. But you know what? Y'all could message us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, I like that.
Let me take my good Rotarian suggestion. Message us on Facebook.
Because I want you to get no calls from no people. Because we've had some persons receive proposals.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, I think I want you getting stalked.
So reach out to us on our Instagram, which is rcsaw. Mm-hmm. Send us a DM, slide into the DMs, let us know you have a ticket. We will find our way to you. Also, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page as well.
Right. And you can also just show up on the day of, right?
That is correct. Okay. Walk-ups are welcome. And if you only have two tickets and you want some more, we are there for you.
Now, I got to ask this question because I think some people have been running into this with a few stakeouts recently. Cash or card?
Oh, we work in cash.
Okay, cool.
So but you can also make a wire transfer to our bank account as long as you are able to provide evidence of the transfer on the day of.
Wonderful. And security fully enforced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Just so everybody hear that. All right, cool beans. Wonderful. So now we get into the anniversary gala because we already established that we're going to the retreat next weekend. It's Saturday coming mm-hmm. from 12 o'clock to get a half a chicken mm-hmm. and a half a steak. So you could have the steak on Saturday, right? And then you could have the chicken for Sunday. You see what I'm saying right there? Mm-hmm. And you can take your sweet treats. Now, I know about the leaded and unleaded things because you may need to sip that while you get your things, you know? But I'm sure they can fix you up. Now, anniversary gala. Are we talking 5 stars? Are we talking black tie? What are we talking?
Always 5 stars. Always 5 stars. It is 50 years. When you think about it, the Bahamas just celebrated theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So when this Rotary Club came into existence, the Bahamas was still a baby. Infant stage. And so for 50 years, you know, that is a major, major milestone. And that is our golden anniversary. So at Balmoral on the 19th of September, we want everyone in the Bahamas to come out and support this event. Like I said, everything that you donate, any event that you assist with, it goes back into the community. And so this gala, which is on the 19th of September, $150, it is going to be one of a kind. It's going to be black tie. So put on your good tie and your nice long dresses and come out to have a wonderful, wonderful experience.
There's a theme, or is it just 50th anniversary? I feel like y'all have something going on.
Well, we definitely...
I don't know how I got a dress.
It is a black tie. And so the Golden Legacy event, we will be having it. Tickets, again, are available, but under my good tutelage of my Rotarian host, please feel free to reach out to us. on Instagram or Facebook for those tickets. We're going to have a sit-down three-course meal along with a nice dessert. You know, we make sure y'all have something sweet at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of dancing and entertainment.
I was just
going to
say, we're
going to
have a DJ,
time.
We're going to band, like what we do, because I like to dance.
Oh, yeah. So we're definitely going to have a DJ. Shout out to DJ L, who is coming.
Val going to be here. Oh, okay.
And so we are.
Y'all ain't going home, so that means y'all be partying late night.
We are very excited to have him come out. And again, he is one of those radio hosts, similar to yourself, who would have seen me also progress from Rotorack into Rotarian, who just supports the organization. And he also knows what the organization is about. Yes. And so we're grateful to hosts like yourself, as well as DJL, who just supports the Rotary organization.
Of course, we got to do what all we can. Now, y'all, you know, too, Will is here, and Wilfred, y'all being a little quiet over here. So you already got y'all clothes straight for this. Like, how are y'all feeling about this 50th anniversary gala?
I'm on the committee for that as well, so
you see what I mean. Y'all keep
it's
busy.
A lot of planning, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent, Wilfred. You got the smile on your face. Are you excited or not?
Yeah, man, I'm very excited. I'm excited. If you know the persons who are planning it, you know they are very much into elegance and sophistication. So I expect that.
So you're going out in your three piece.
Mm-hmm. Three piece. I might have a five piece.
Oh no, not the top hat with the cane and the coattails.
I'm gonna have a nice cane. I'm gonna have one of those fedoras from back in the day. Or just regular suit. I don't know. I
mean. Listen, if y'all can see him inside studio, he done looking into the distance as though he designing what he have on. My gosh, is there a prize for the best dressed?
Well, there are going to be raffles. The raffles.
Oh, there's raffles.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some very nice raffles and weekend stays. And so, we don't want to give out too much, but come on down, buy the tickets. You shall see door prizes and more.
I like that. Door prizes. Always love that. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking a lot about fundraising. We're talking a lot about these events to mark the 50th anniversary. If folks want to donate to the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau, how can persons reach out to the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau to donate either their time, their resources, or their funds?
So first I will say come to a meeting. Before, if you want to see that we walk it how we talk it, please feel free to join us at the Nassau Yacht Club for the first meetings of the month, which is at 12:30 is our fellowship, 1:00 is the actual meeting. You will hear about the community service initiatives that we have going on. The last meeting of the month is always at East Villa. And so we would love at 6:30, and we would love for you to first come out and donate your time. We appreciate that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of things going on in their lives, and you donating your time is something that we respect and we appreciate, and we would really love to grow the Rotary International organization. So first your time, and then of course, like the money lady said, we accept any form of donations, both in kind as well as cash donations. And so please feel free if it's in relation to the 50th. Our chairman is past president Bridget Rohl, I will make sure to give her telephone contact is 359-0472. Please feel free to reach out to her for donations towards this event. You can also, you know, make a wire transfer contribution, write us a check. I will personally come and collect it myself. And reach out to us on any of our social media pages.
Now, of course, we can't let the opportunity go by without each of you sharing, why did you become a Rotarian? And I don't mean a Rotaractor, like why did you join the entity as a whole? But then also, what would you say to those considering joining Rotary? And how does one become a member of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau? Mm-hmm.
I'll go first on this one. Me being the newest member of Rotary. Well, I joined largely. Well, I mean, I was always familiar with what Rotary did. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, you see, you know, for instance, if you go on Wolf Road, you'll see Rotary signs on different buildings, on different walls, mm-hmm. and so you know the contribution and the impact that they've had already. So joining it wasn't a difficult decision because for me, I wanted to be a part of something that was service oriented, something that was that allowed me to be less selfish. And so for me, and then because Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau was actually close to where I used to work one time ago, so I was always familiar with them. Mm-hmm. And I know I also knew, aside from the service element of it, there was also what we call fellowship, mm-hmm. which I love in particular. But there were a lot of people I already knew already. And the fellowship events, activities were very nice as well, too. They were fun. They were very engaging. It was good to get to know people better. And so I initially was service, but I found pleasantly that the fellowship added a very good experience as well, too. So for me, I would say service versus fellowship, and fellowship, I should say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Malicia.
It's kind of like the same coming from, transitioning from Rotaract. It was a no-brainer for me. Just, you know, the service projects, the passion, the relationships established through fellowship from my Rotaract. Joining Rotary was a, like, no-brainer. It's like, okay, next step. This is what we're going to do, transition. So it's definitely, like I said, it's become a part of who I am. With serving, the passion that I have for the event, the organization, the integrity of the organization as well. You know, so it's just, it was like I said, it's a no-brainer. It's a part of who I am now. And you just get a sense of fulfillment and purpose after each community service when you see the impact that you make.
Love that, love that. And President Candace.
So one of the things that I can definitely say is that coming from Rotaract, there's the saying in the Rotary organization of I drank the Kool-Aid. So I definitely drank the Kool-Aid, and similar to Director Alicia, it was a no-brainer for me to continue on to Rotary from Rotaract. As stated earlier, it gives such purpose when you find some time out of your day to give back and know that you have done what you can to make the world a better place. And it's with a group of individuals, like-minded individuals, who are filled with integrity. And what I mean by that is that Rotarians live by what we call the four-way test. And the four-way test goes with of the things we think, say, or do, fair to all concerned, will it build goodwill and better friendships, and will it be beneficial to all concerned? And when you have a group of individuals who every week at every event are continuously reciting that mantra, you have Rotarians who have been in the organization for 20 years who live by the four-way test, you know that you can trust the people in your lives by what they give back, and you want to be a part of that organization with those type of individuals. And so joining Rotary was a no-brainer, and staying in Rotary is definitely a no-brainer.
There you go. And you can hear the passion and enthusiasm in their voices. So if you're interested, reach out to the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau on their socials. You've heard that they're on Instagram, they're on Facebook, and of course, you got to go to their stakeout happening next week, Saturday. That's the 15th of August, starting at 12 at the Retreat on Village Road to get your half a chicken and that steak
marinated.
That's going to be marinated overnight. It took 5 hours for that sauce. I can't wait. And of course, their anniversary gala happening on the 19th of September at the Balmoral. Reach out to them for tickets. Again, all funds raised go right back into their community service efforts. I want to say thank you so much to President Candace Smith, to Fundraising Director Belicia Hart, and Vocational Services Director Wilfred Brain of the Rotary Club sharing goodness with us so that we can know all of the stuff that y'all are doing in the community to make a positive impact. Thank y'all for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Now, you need to stay tuned. We're going to take a break back to wrap up this episode of the Happy Hour. I will talk to you in 2 minutes. Numbers that I don't know, address to places like I've been rotating tonight, not tense to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be good life. This has gotta be good life. Gonna be good life, good life.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Headed to South Florida soon?
Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshed special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour. This is Sandra Cartwright, and you are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. We want to say thank you again to the members of the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau that were just on here talking about their 50th anniversary, all of the different initiatives and programs that they have going on in the community, and their upcoming fundraising efforts, all of which those proceeds go right back into those community service efforts. So thank you again to Candace Smith, the president, Alicia Hart, the fundraising director, as well as Wilfred Bain, the vocational services director. Now, I know I haven't done it in a while. That's why we're going to do it today. There are a few events that are coming up, and I just wanted us to talk a little bit about those so we can mark our calendars. And I'm going to read this one again. I am a former junior achiever, so I just want to support JA. And of course, this is a fitness event. Y'all know how I know I have not been working out because I'm still supposed to be taking it easy. So yes. Lace Up for a Cause. Join JA Bahamas Alumni Fun Run Walk 5K on Saturday, August 15th to 2026, and help make a difference one step at a time. Whether you're running for a personal best or enjoying a walk with friends and family, your participation supports a meaningful cause while promoting health, wellness, and community. So the start and finish is going to be at Montague Beach. Registration is at 5. Walkers start at 6. Runners start at 6:20. And registration is $25. So a special thank you to the Royal Caribbean Group Foundation for being the title sponsor of this and helping to make the event possible. Their commitment to empowering communities is truly appreciated. So sign up, show up, and make a difference. So you can check that out. They have their flyers on their pages. And so you just want to make sure that you sign up to support JA. JA is trying to make a comeback. They're always helping our kids out. And so we want to try and do our part to support them. Now, another opportunity that's out there, and this is the
I want to read it now. The Bahamas United Band, youth band, okay? So they are looking for new members. You can join them and be a part of something great. So they're looking for their sections, and they teach from scratch. So percussion, woodwinds, brass, dance, and flags, right? So the location for this is Sybil Strawn Primary School on Carmichael Road. And the practice days are Wednesday 4 to 7 and Saturdays 8 to 11. And you'd want to call 422-10599. Again, that is the Bahamas United Youth Band. If you're looking to get your children involved, please check them out. The Bahamas Red Cross is also going to be having a tent sale. This is next week, Saturday, the 15th of August. And they're going to have clothes, shoes, toys, baby items, books, and household items. And that is starting at 10:30 a.m. until supplies last, right there at the Bahamas Red Cross headquarters on JFK. So you want to check that out. Mark your calendars, of course. Now, the Ministry of Youth and Sports, particularly the Division of Youth, they are accepting applications for the High School Leaders Program. So if you're in grade 10, 11, and 12, and this is for young people on New Providence, you want to sign up for this so that you can, you know, see if you're accepted to it. If you are accepted, you'll receive a holistic leadership training, become a youth advocate, and join a network of young men and women that are poised to become positive change makers. So this is, again, through the Ministry of Youth and Sports, through the Division of Youth. The deadline is the 4th of September. Now, again, a lot of things are happening, and I want us to make sure, mark our calendars. And as I get them, I'm going to share them, even if it's like a little far in advance. So one of those things that's a bit far in advance is Holy Cross Anglican Church. And again, I'm Anglican, so of course I could talk about Anglican things, but I'm not limited to just Anglican things. So if your church is having something, send it to me so we can share that this is happening, because usually, again, all of the funds raised go right back into your work in the community. So Holy Cross Anglican Church is having their Diamond Gala Ball under the patronage of the Right Reverend Leish Boyd and Mrs. Joanne Boyd, happening on October 3rd, and that's cocktails at 7, dinner at 8, and this is happening at Atlantis. The price is $275, and again, this is a 60th anniversary event. The Bahamas Fulbright Foreign Student Scholarship Program, and this is where, this is for postgraduate study in the United States of America for the academic year 27 to 28. The deadline is the 28th of August, okay? And this is through the American Embassy here, so check their pages out. This is for Bahamian students interested in pursuing a master's or doctoral degree in the beginning in the academic year 2027, so you still have time. Again, it closes the 28th of August. Another thing that is going on, and yes, I've expanded to sharing opportunities for young people. Brief is also having their Sail Away Luncheon. So this is a swim up bar, beach, barbecue, and auction. That's on the 22nd of August, but that's happening on Kamalami Key, Great Barrier Reef, and Andros. That's $2.95 is your donation. So reach out to Brief if you want to support their efforts of conservation in the community. Now, this one is a scholarship opportunity, the Bishop Bernard Markham Memorial Scholarship. This is presented by the Anglican Church Women Council in the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. So this is for a deserving female Anglican student entering grade 10 at an Anglican Central Education Authority school. The deadline is the 10th of August, and it covers tuition, uniform, and books. Requirements, Anglican and active in the church, you've completed grade 9, and you have a minimum of 5 BGCSE, and you're involved in community service, and you're maintaining an 80% address average. So you want to check them out, and the email address is acwbahamastci@gmail.com. You can submit through your parish priest for that one. I think that's everything that I have so far for events that are going on. And I have shared the one fitness activity that I had for this point in time. But next week, we're hoping to have representatives, I think, from the Ministry of Health with their outreach program with the... It's indoor and it's outdoor, but they usually have free health activities every week now, particularly on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So they're going to come on the show and they're going to talk a little bit more about why it's important to go out into the community to raise awareness about fitness. And then what does that look like? I wanted to mention, and this one right here is happening tomorrow. So the Rotary Club of Nassau, so we just had Southeast Nassau on, so this is a different Rotary Club. The Rotary Club of Nassau is actually having a Step into Wellness Community Fun Run Walk, and that's at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. So if you're free and you want to go and walk with a group of like-minded persons, you know, camaraderie, that is at 6 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. Oh, Lord, did I get my days mixed up? Yeah, tomorrow is Sunday. I think it's kind of, anyway, Sunday the 9th, and then you can walk out with a lot of folks, and I think that's everything. Usually during the summertime, a lot of fitness period because it's hot, but as I hear about them, I will share them with you. This is an advance save the date for the Dick Charney Challenge, which is led by none other than one of our Guardian colleagues, Chester Robarts. And so the Dick Charney Challenge is happening on September 26th at Clifton Heritage Park. And so you can follow their page for more details about what all it entails. But it's a fabulous opportunity to test your limits, physically speaking. If you know of any other events that are happening, please do let me know, and I'd be happy to mention them here. Now, last but not least, what I meant for us to go over with our mental health section, when it comes to the segments that I have, sometimes I don't have enough time to go over the entire thing. So this is my promise to you that next week what we're going to do is that we're going to continue our monthly review. We're calling it by Amanda, of course, so just trained clinical psychologist, because I am not. I'm just an enthusiast. We're going to be talking about your August realignment. Again, we are now in the 8th month of the year. We have 4 months to go, and we want to just realign ourselves with what we're trying to accomplish this year. And so next Saturday, we're going to talk about realigning. What does that mean? And I'm going to go with you step by step as into how we can actually fix certain things that are going on, but also new practices that we can begin, as well as focusing on those continues that we would have started in January. So we can consider this not a mid-year check-in, but almost a 75% check-in. So be prepared for that next week, along with our physical health folks coming in to talk about that. And again, I just wanted to say thank you for always tuning in to the show and allowing me to share these things with you. Again, the Happy Hour is designed to remind us that goodness exists in the community. And it does, let me know, so that I could highlight you here on the show. And you can find us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And of course, if you know me, you could just reach out to me. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Deandra Carter. You've been tuned into the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and all the best for a great week. Remember, positivity is a perspective, so make sure you're looking through a lens of clarity to make the most of your day, and continue that every day. Y'all have a good one, and be safe out there.